The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Ashley, you're having some difficulty, a personality problem you'd like to fix?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, tell me, what's going on?
Well, it seems that when I work, I have interpersonal, communication issues with people I work with. They either think that I'm judgmental, opinionated. They say that I compare myself to others, or I act like I'm snobby or catty. I act like I don't care about others. You know, parts of my personality, I do get irritated with, people who are not hardworking. I don't like lazy people, and yes, it does bother me.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily try to be judgmental. It seems like everything I say is completely taken out of context.
So you feel like they're being unfair?
Well, if there's so many people that seem to have issues with me, I'm sure it's me.
How many people? When you say so many.
Like four people.
Four people at work.
Yeah. And it's gotten to the point where I've actually had to go and speak to my supervisor because things that I've said have been taken out of context. And I don't know if maybe my personality, if I come across too strong and opinionated and independent for some people. I do know that I intimidate people.
Okay.
I've been told that since I was very young.
Okay. So when you were very young, did you have siblings did you have siblings in your family?
I have one little sister.
One little sister. Did she feel intimidated by you?
She still to this day does, yeah. And she has told me that she feels like she has to get my acceptance and my approval in a lot of things that she does.
Okay, so you may have some mannerisms that are off-putting to people. That's what you're saying?
Pretty much.
And things you would like to soften. So the only way you can do that is to observe yourself. And obviously, and get the feedback. You're getting feedback from people, which is actually a gift if they're accurate. And then okay. You need to figure out a better way to say them. I will share with you that when I was younger, I was an older sibling, and that I did not have communication skills. I did not know assertiveness skills. And so I am sure that my sisters would not give me a very good grade on telling them to clean their room when my mother would say to me, get your sisters to clean their room. I don't think I had very good skills at all. And I think that they are delighted that I have changed over the years. They have told me that I'm a different person. I like that. So what are you hearing in that? Is change possible?
Oh, absolutely. Change is always possible.
Isn't that wonderful? So can you give me one example of something you might say to me if I'm your coworker or your sister that would be off-putting? That way we can look at just one little slice of it and try to change it.
Well, I'm the type of person, I thrive off of communication.
Okay.
I love to have conversation. I love to debate.
Okay, but give me something. You think I'm lazy. That's what you said really irks you. So if I'm your sister, what might I be doing that you might think is lazy? Or a coworker, and you think they're lazy?
Okay, I'll say a coworker that I know that I've put off. This person does nothing. This person does not do their job, and they sit on the company phone and talk to their spouse all shift.
Okay.
It drives me mad.
Okay, that would drive me mad too. So how do you want to deal with that? That's the question. You have a genuine problem. Should they be sharing some of your workload? Are you doing their workload?
Absolutely, because I always pick up where people lack. It's another part of my personality. When I see somebody who's doing half of what they're supposed to, I always feel like,
okay,
we're here as a team,
so,
and we have to do it as a team, so I pick up the slack.
Okay, and so now I'm the one that's on the phone with my boyfriend. Okay, I'm your coworker. What are you going to say to me, or what are you going to roll your eyes at me, or what are you going to actually do to me that comes across as opinionated, catty, snotty, and judgmental?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh. I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Are you going to roll your eyes at me, or what are you going to actually do?
From my first and initial statement would probably be very harsh or catty.
Saying what?
And what would you say, wow, that was a really nice conversation with your wife. Do you mind actually doing your job now?
Okay, so you are very in your
I'm
sarcastic.
Very forward, and I'm
okay.
Very...
The sarcasm has to go. It is not going to... If your goal is to reach that person's mind and be effective, the sarcasm, it has to be history. Give yourself time to get rid of it, but it's not going to work. I'm going to give you a contrast. If I went over to the woman, now you're going to be the woman that's on the phone, and I say, you know, I sit here and I find myself hearing you on the phone with your boyfriend, and part of me says, well, that's nice, and another part, a bigger part of me, is feeling real resentful because now I have to do all the Xerox copying and a lot falls on my shoulders, and I feel irritated. I want to connect with you like we did that other day. That would be a much better relationship. Any suggestions?
Okay.
Do you think I would reach her mind better?
More than likely, yes.
Did I attack her at all?
No.
Isn't that fascinating? Did I name the issue? Did I describe how I felt?
Yes.
Okay. You need to get assertiveness skills books.
Okay.
You need to know, I talked about myself. I didn't say, you did this, you did that. I didn't have to. Sarcasm is hidden anger. Don't hide it. Just say, I feel irritated, or I find myself swearing in my own mind. This is not good for us. Or I may not use the swearing, but, you know, this is not good for us. I want to get along, Susan. You know, I really want to get along with you. And so I might do something like that, Ashley. Just, but you need what's called I language, the pronoun I. You are talking about you, yourself, how I feel, how I'm feeling irritated, I'm annoyed, I hear you on the phone. Help me out here. How can we resolve this so we can get along better? Okay?
Okay.
So I would look up assertiveness skills, learn I language, and learn active listening too. Thank you so much for your call, Ashley.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Creating a comfortable emotional climate in your relationship should never be left to chance. But how do you create it? One way is to build a positive mood. Moods are enduring emotional states. A positive mood is essential for a romantic relationship to survive. Successful romantic relationships are dominated by positive communications. Creating a positive mood by having a feeling of goodwill toward your partner permeates your time together. If resentments and issues lurk behind everything, establishing a caring climate will be impossible. You will need to introspect and seek professional help if necessary to resolve your issues.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.